The Christians believe that the second coming of the Messiah will be Jesus Christ again. And they base, one of the arguments they base is on in the Bible, in Zechariah chapter 13 verse 6, which says, "And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hands? And he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." On that basis they say that the same Christ.
No, but this has already been fulfilled in his first appearance. This is exactly what the Bible tells, that this happened and this prophecy was fulfilled. Because after his so-called resurrection, his coming to life from the dead, when he walked along, walked among his disciples, and they were afraid, they thought he was a ghost, and they were about to run away from him, he called them and drew their attention to these very wounds. And that was where this prophecy was fulfilled. He said, look here, these are the wounds I suffered. Come and touch them, and so I belong to the same carnal body. So this prophecy has already been fulfilled. If they think that this is a prophecy about his future coming, then they would also have to believe that that Christ, peace be upon him, would remain caged in the same body until his second coming. So that is to say, he still remains confined to the same human body from which he was delivered once, which is called death according to Christian terminology. And so is this the state of the child, the Son of God? And if so, will he meet another death after his return and will be separated from the same body which suffered those wounds? If that is so, then why is he punished to remain in that carnal bondage for so long? What is the need? Again, his second coming is to be the coming in glory, while the first coming was the coming of humility in the form of a human being, and all that was humble about it was concomitant with that first coming. So if he has to come reappear as the same wounded person caged in the same old body, then that is not the coming of glory from heaven with all the grandeur and all the angels and all the brilliance that is told about his second coming. So this is a complete misinterpretation of what is mentioned in the Zechariah. That prophecy has very clearly been fulfilled, and it is absurd to believe that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, would remain caged in the same body until he comes again. And if after that he is not delivered, that will mean that part of God is caged forever in the carnal body. And if he is delivered, then the same death which he avoided would be his end forever and forever. So this is a dilemma that Christianity is facing, and they can't get out of it, unfortunately for them. Or fortunately, perhaps.